As in previous years, some of the world's most powerful political and business leaders will brush shoulders in Davos and discuss weighty matters. But the glitter and glamour that have characterized previous meetings will be gone this year. To reflect the sober atmosphere of a world in crisis, no show business celebrities will be coming. The World Economic Forum's head of programming, Lee Howell, says even the perennial favorite, Bono of the popular rock group U2, will not be making his annual pilgrimage.
And on Bono, I would just tell you that he does actually have a day job, and he's told us that he's finishing his album, so he will not be coming.
But many other important personalities will be there. This year, a record 41 heads of states and governments will be coming, including Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, and the Prime Minister of Kenya, Raila Odinga. To emphasize the economic focus, 60% of forum participants are business leaders. Founder and chairman of the forum, Klaus Schwab, calls this one of the most crucial gatherings in the organization's 39-year history. He says the global financial crisis is unprecedented in scope and should be seen as a wake-up call that changes need to be made to global institutions, systems, and ways of thinking.
And the systems crisis means also that it is a transformational crisis. We cannot just use the normal remedies to come out. We have to change or adapt the system. And finally, I would say it's a confidence crisis. I would say we never will move out of the crisis if we do not re-establish confidence, which means we have to establish signposts for the future.
But the forum will be dealing with other topics as well. Organizers note there are dozens of global risks that threaten the prosperity and well-being of people and must be addressed. One of the most serious, they say, is that of global warming. Forum Managing Director Richard Salmon says private and public sector participants will discuss ways to put together a long-term policy to stabilize carbon emissions and make the post-Kyoto framework more achievable.
In particular, we will be focusing on the investment environment and technology environment for low-carbon energy investment in developing countries. This is an absolutely crucial part of the success of the negotiations because one needs to get an entirely global engagement in the new framework that includes emerging market countries as well as developed countries.
A number of heavyweights from the new Obama administration will be coming to Davos. Among those will be Director of the National Economic Council, Lawrence Summers, and U.S. National Security Advisor-designate James Jones, Jr. There also will be a large sprinkling of U.S. congressional representatives and annual forum political favorite, former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.